What's going on, everybody? It's King here, and I want to welcome you all back to the PlanetFL podcast. If you guys have been following along with these episodes, you'd know that I just recently released the very first interview for this podcast. Super excited to say that I had Jessica Stansbury as our very first guest on the show, and having a chance to interview Jessica about her story of her journey as an entrepreneur has been super inspiring. For the people who have missed that episode, Jessica pretty much left her 9-to-5 job without a plan back in 2010. And she actually struggled quite a bit for the first 5 years. But because she was willing to persevere through the struggles, she now has a 6-figure business helping other entrepreneurs start, build, and grow the business of their dreams. So if you haven't had a chance to check out that episode, I highly recommend it because her story has been such an inspiration for me. And I'm sure you will be able to find inspiration in that as well. And I will honestly make sure that I include a link to that episode in the episode notes below, but check it out. Why I'm bringing this up is because today's episode really surrounds something I learned from that interview, is how important finding the right mentor is, because if you don't, it could honestly derail you and hold you back, or I think the more appropriate term is set you back for quite a bit of time. So today I really want to go on a deep dive on why it is so important for you to find the right mentor. If you've been through school, chances are you've been taught to fear one thing. That thing is called failure. What they didn't teach you is that the more you fail, the faster you learn and succeed. Join me on my journey to uncover the reason why most graduates leave school feeling lost and confused. We'll unlock the secret to finding clarity, direction, and purpose in life. My name is King Lau, and welcome to Plan to Fail. So when I first started my journey in business, as some of you know, I started in finance. And during that time, I never really put a lot of thought about how important it is to actually find the right mentor. And it wasn't honestly until I left finance is when I really started realizing how detrimental it can be if you don't find the right people to guide you, because mentors are seen as a figure of authority. So a lot of the times when we have a mentor, we normally follow what they say. But what happens when the mentor isn't actually a right fit for you? That's how it can actually set you back for a long time. And I think the best way I can illustrate this is by sharing some of my personal experiences of how following the wrong mentors really was actually detrimental to my growth. So over the course of my career in finance, I really had 3 mentors, and I'm not here to call anybody out. And I really wanted to give a disclaimer that I'm not saying any of these people that have mentored me were wrong. It just wasn't the right fit. When it comes to business, a lot of the times there's really no right or wrong. It really depends on who you are, what you stand for, and what you're aiming for. So I really want to preface this by saying that I'm not here to try and call them out and saying they're wrong or saying they're bad people. I will leave that up to you. But at the same time, what I'm really trying to illustrate is that they honestly was just not the right fit for me. So just to make it clear, because I'm going to talk about 3 different mentors that have mentored me throughout my time in finance, what I really want to do is to give these guys aliases so you don't get confused about who I'm talking about. So to give you all some backstory, for the people that haven't tuned into the very first episodes of this podcast, is that I joined finance after dropping out of university because I realized that my crim degree wasn't going to get me anywhere. So I had an opportunity to jump into the finance industry through a friend I knew from church way back when. And I kind of saw it as an opportunity because I didn't know where I was going with my degree. So I got offered a volunteer position at this financial firm and I took it. But long story short, within 8 months or 10 months of me being there, the company was shut down because they were being investigated for securities fraud. And as a result, all their accounts were frozen. So I was left with a choice to either continue in finance as a self-employed financial advisor or I go back to school. So I obviously decided to stick in finance. And that's when I really started getting mentored by the first guy. And in this episode, I'm going to call him James. So being mentored by James was a very interesting situation because we were all being laid off at the same time. And as a result, a lot of us kind of banded together and created like different
groups of advisors. So some people left, other people decided to team up together. And me being one of the newest additions to the company at that time, I was kind of thrusted into a position where I didn't know what I was doing. So I started following James to kind of get some clarity on how to become a self-employed financial advisor. At that time, I really didn't think twice about was he a good mentor for me, because I was just trying to find somebody to learn from. At that time, when I first joined finance, I never could have imagined how I could make a living off commission. So like, obviously I had a lot to learn. So I followed James for about, I would say, a year and a half or so, or even less than that. And during that time, I had to pick up a lot of skills like networking, how to talk to strangers, how to be more charismatic, how to manage people's money. And mind you, I was 21 at that time. So imagine a 21-year-old going to these networking events filled with people that are way older than me and asking or presenting myself as a financial advisor and trying to get business that way. So it was really tough in the beginning because I struggled immensely being a 21-year-old trying to talk to someone in their 30s about how I can manage their finance. So at that time, I just wasn't picky about who was going to mentor me. I was honestly just happy that I had a mentor to talk to, a mentor to ask my questions, because I was still really new in finance. I didn't even have my license at that time. So because of my circumstances, me and a few other of the younger advisors at that company that just laid us off decided to work with James. And I will always give credit that James taught me a lot of what I knew about finance and how the industry worked. And he did try when it came to teaching us mindset, because we were young. So a lot of us didn't really have the proper mindset that's needed to become self-employed. And that was the hardest struggle in the beginning. And James really tried to help us instill a growth mindset and to continue to look forward to challenges and push ourselves. But I didn't realize this at that time, but he just didn't have the heart in it, because a lot of the times when we were struggling, he would just blame us. He would be like, you guys don't care enough, so why would I care about you? And there is truth to that. I'm not going to lie. But as a mentor, it is your job, especially if you have taken them under your wing, to show them why it's important. We were a bunch of 20-something-year-olds that got laid off with this company, and we decided to stick with it. We tried to keep working with it, but we honestly needed a lot of work with ourselves, not even just in finance, but just working on our mindset, working on our growth, working on our own character. And he tried for a little bit in the beginning, but he would just end up giving up. And you could tell progressively over time, he would get less and less interested in helping us. And I'm not here trying to push responsibility, push blame onto James for my actions or inaction, I should say. But as a mentor, if you see potential in someone and you really want to mentor them, how much heart do you have in it? How bad do you want to help them? Because of course, if someone is looking for a mentor, they know that there are certain deficiencies in themselves and they're looking for a mentor to help them. The worst part about that experience was near the end of me working with James, he literally just left, joined somebody else's business, and never really communicated that with us. And as a result, I was working with 8 other mentees, and I was the only one that ended up staying in the finance industry. So you tell me, is it the mentee's fault or the mentor's fault? And I'm a strong believer there's fault on both sides. As the mentee, you need to want it enough to keep pushing. But at the same time, as a mentor, what's your success rate if only one out of your whole class ends up succeeding? It's like blaming the student instead of the teacher. The teacher says the students are dumb, but it's the teacher's job to make sure that the students succeed. So I'm just here saying, like I said, I'm not here saying that it's wrong or right. But what I'm trying to get at is you really need to find someone with heart, someone who really wants to help you. And this is why I'm sharing you this story. So let me continue. And right after James, as James left, I kind of found another mentor, and I'm going to go by the name of Fred. And Fred was an interesting character. And I'm going to quickly just say that he was not a right fit because of how manipulative he was. He was always trying to get something for himself. He would come off as wanting to help you, but there was also always an ulterior motive in why he wanted to help you. So he was just sketchy all way around, and that didn't last for too long, but it was something that was a learning lesson because I trusted this individual. I did everything he told me. And when I realized that everything he told me to do had an ulterior motive afterwards, that's when I was like, holy crap, I need to be a little bit more careful in finding my mentors. Because that's when I started opening my eyes that not everybody that you perceive as successful is a right fit for you. Because do they align with your values? And clearly, Fred did not align with my values. And that was something that I didn't realize at that time. But now in hindsight, what I've learned from those experiences, I'd be a lot more careful, I should say, about finding that mentor, because Fred was definitely someone I should have never worked with. So after working with Fred, I needed a break from finding another mentor. So I spent the next year working by myself, and I was self-sufficient enough where I was able to make enough money in finance as a independent financial advisor to make a living. But at the same time, I knew that my growth was stagnant because there was no longer someone to push me, someone to guide me on what the next steps will look like. It literally wasn't until the last year I was in finance when I decided to find my last mentor. And the last mentor was the person who brought me into the finance industry. So I had a pre-existing relationship with him, and he actually ended up being a business partner. But at that time, he was older than me. I perceived him as more successful, so I trusted him. Especially after my previous experiences with mentors, I started having trust issues. And because I've known him in the context outside of finance, I was like, okay, he's the guy who brought me into the industry. He's the guy who kind of opened my eyes to starting a business and the whole business world. So this is someone I can trust. And he was a trustworthy person. Like, he would never, or at the time, I believed that he was the person that could help guide me to success. And it was weird because I spent a year by myself and I started developing my own habits. I was still listening to podcasts. I was developing my growth mindset. And some of the things he was teaching me just didn't really align with what I have taught myself to do. Like, I am a strong believer of not being patient, for example. And I always said, like, patient kills. And if you really want to do well and excel at something, you can't be patient. You got to go out and get it. And he would always tell me, be patient, and literally teach me to do less work every day. He said, focus on the three most important things. And I know that it came from the best of intentions, but at the same time, I was like, yes, you want to do your three most important things, but you still want to do more. Because he would teach me that as long as you book one meeting in a day, your job is done. And I would be like, okay, I would question it, but because I saw him as an authority figure in my life, I would take his word for it. And I honestly think that the biggest red flag was we ended up partnering up together to build that last firm I was trying to build before I decided to leave finance. And I remember arguing with him. He was still in charge at that time. That was before I took over the company. And he would tell me that just put everything, all the client files in one client folder. You don't have to create subfolders to organize it. And I'm a super organized person. My whole time working in finance by myself, I would be so meticulous on my client notes. I would make sure that I had everything in their respective files. And I remember when we started working together, he would tell me, like, why would you put everything into different folders? Why would you leave different folders empty? Because I was like, it's structured. It's so that when I have an assistant or somebody else is looking at the files, they will know where everything is. And he'd be like, no, that's so much work. You would have to click in this folder, click in that folder, and why not put everything into one folder? I literally had to argue for a month and a half before he was willing to adopt my system. And I didn't realize it at that time, but that was honestly a really big red flag. I even had my sister come and volunteer to help us grow the company at that time. And because of this person's file system, she would be incredibly frustrated at figuring out which file belonged to which folder. And it was just a mess. And I don't know how I kept trusting this guy afterwards. But again, this isn't about what's right and what's wrong. There's no right or wrong even in a situation like that. I saw business one way, he saw it differently. But the universe has its ways. Eventually, we ended up parting ways because it just wasn't a right fit. And leaving that industry, leaving that company was honestly the best thing I did for myself, because that's when I started really learning about the importance of finding the right people to guide you. And when I say the right people, doesn't mean that I'm trying to point blame to anybody and saying that their way is wrong. I'm in no position to say that. But as I started this podcast, as I started a new business in a different industry, I had to unlearn a lot of things that they taught me. And it took a lot of time because a lot of these things became habit. And if I got to do it all over again, I'd be a lot more careful because I actually had to spend quite a bit of time to reinvent myself again and trying to find the right people to guide me. This is exactly why I'm sharing this with you, because it is so dangerous if you don't find the right person, because it could hold you back, or even if you were on the right track, it could derail your progress because you trust a certain person, they tell you a certain thing, and that can, as you keep practicing it, that can become a habit. And once I left finance, this is something I've really learned afterwards, is find a mentor that has achieved what you're aiming for. And that was an epiphany moment for me, because I was like, none of the people in my previous life in finance achieved what I was aiming for. So why am I trying to follow the direction of people that hasn't even gotten to where my goal is? But what I really want to reiterate is that I'm not here to crap on anybody. I'm sharing this because this has done a lot of harm in my life. There's no wrong on them. It was more of my fault because I didn't take the time to choose the right mentors. And I'm glad I was able to break out of it. I'm glad I didn't go down that path. But what I really want you to take away from this is not blame a mentor. If you had a bad mentor, don't blame them. At the end of the day, you are responsible for picking the right mentor. It is not their responsibility. They will teach you what they believe, but it is your responsibility to find the right person to guide you. And it is extremely important. I don't ever want any of you to give up on finding the right mentor because you had a bad experience. Mentorship is extremely important. It will accelerate your growth in your business. And honestly, if you find the right mentor, it will prevent you from making a lot of mistakes if you were to do it by yourself. But what I really want you to take away from this episode is, number one, be careful of who you choose to be your mentor. If you choose the wrong person, it could derail your progress or hold you back for a long time. And it's something that it's extremely important, especially as you're growing, because like I said earlier in this episode, a lot of the things we learn will become habits, and unlearning them is equally as hard as learning them. So the second thing I really want you to take away is take your time and do your research on whoever you want to choose to become your mentor. Make sure that their values align with your values, and make sure that they have reached where you are aiming to reach. Because if they haven't achieved what you're aiming to achieve, then they have no idea what the roadmap is either. The third thing I really want you to take away from this episode is follow your gut feeling. If you feel like a mentor isn't a right fit, be bold and walk away from it. Because if you initially thought it was a right fit and then you realized after the fact that it wasn't, it is extremely important for you to realize that and take action. And it's like any breakup. It's hard, but you have to think for yourself first and not care about what they're gonna feel. And if you don't feel like it's a right fit, follow that gut feeling. It's normally right. The fourth and last thing I really want you to take away from this episode is don't get discouraged if you go through a few mentors and they're not a right fit. I was in the same shoes and I was really discouraged. But at the same time, as I kind of jumped onto the online space, I needed coaching. I needed mentorship because a lot of the things I had to learn, and with the right guidance, it will really help you save a lot of money, time, and effort in making mistakes. And by learning from people who've already done it, that is extremely valuable. So I hope you all have taken something of value from this episode and learned from my mistakes. Again, I really want to say that I'm sharing all these stories not to say that they're bad people, not to say that they are wrong. In their own right, they are right. But it wasn't a right fit because I was aiming for something else and their values just didn't align with my values. And the one most important thing that I really want you to take away is that at the end of the day, whatever mentor you get, good or bad, it is your responsibility. You can never blame the mentor for not guiding you to the right place because you have to think for yourself first. You have to take responsibility for your part. So something I really want to tell you is I take full responsibility for not doing my research and not thinking twice before allowing them to mentor me. And that is my mistake, and that's something I've learned from. So if you know somebody who can benefit from this, please, please, please share this episode. I really hope that this can help somebody else and learn from the mistakes I've made. But that's everything I have for you today. And until next time, stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plan to Fail. If you're thinking of someone who needs to hear this message, spread the word by rating, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. If you're like me, you're probably wondering, what are the first steps to building a solid foundation for success? My advice is to start by redefining your relationship with failure, learn how to embrace it by understanding its importance in both your personal and professional life. To help you get started, I wanted to give you a free copy of my ebook, Failing Forward. This book will give you the tips and tricks needed to help you redefine what failure means in your life and provide the clarity you need to achieve success. Go and download your free copy at plantofail.net. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being part of this community, and until next time, stay hungry.